Lesson 18. 1. Listen to the text, then read it aloud. Reuse and recycle. We throw away a lot of trash every day and make our environment dirty. People get ill in a dirty environment. Animals and plants cannot live in a dirty environment. Most trash comes from our home. We can keep our environment clean by throwing away fewer things. One way to throw away fewer things is to reuse them. We do not throw away our old things. We give our old books to students at a lower grade. We give our old clothes to younger children. We can also use old things to make new things. Another way to throw away fewer things is to recycle. We put bottles and other things in the right places. Then we recycle them and use them again.
Let's reuse and recycle. Let's keep our environment clean.
Lesson 19. 1. Listen to the text, then read it aloud.
Let's protect the trees. Trees are important in many ways. Trees are important to animals. Monkeys and squirrels spend much of their time in trees. Birds make their homes in trees. Cats climb up trees when dogs chase them. Trees are important to the environment. They clean the air and water. They give us shade and keep the earth cool. They help slow down the wind and stop sand from moving. Sadly, people cut down many trees in the forests. They use the land to grow crops.
This is bad for our environment. It hurts the animals and the environment.
Trees are important. Let's protect the trees.
Four. Listen, read, and write.
Protect.
Land.
Environment.
Chase.
Shade.
Important. 5. Listen to the dialogue. Fill in the missing words.
Hello, class. Can you tell me what we can do with trees?
We can make desks and chairs with trees.
We can make beds with trees.
We can build houses with trees.
Yes, we can use trees to do a lot of things. But should we cut down a lot of trees in the forests?
No, we shouldn't. We should protect the trees.
You are right. Trees are important to the environment.
We should protect the trees.
Lesson 20. 1. Listen to the text. Then read it aloud.
Let's save the animals. People destroy the environment and kill animals. Many animals are in great danger. Pandas live in the bamboo forests. Bamboo is their favorite food. Sadly, people cut down bamboo trees. Pandas cannot find safe places to live. They cannot find enough food to eat. They are in danger. Elephants are great animals. Some people kill them for their teeth. They use the teeth to make many things. Elephants are in danger.
Many animals are in danger. Let's save the animals.
Three. Listen, read, and write.
Destroy.
Safe.
In danger.
Panda.
Save.
Bamboo forest. Lesson 21. 1. Listen, look, and say. Fill in the missing letters.
Penguin.
Animal.
Panda.
Environment.
Desert.
Forest.
Save.
Kill.
Protect.
Reuse.
Recycle.
Destroy. 5. Let's sing.
Unit 4. Billy's Adventures.
I have a good friend. His name is Billy. He is a lot of fun. He always makes me laugh. Do you want to read about Billy? If you do, let's begin now.
Lesson 22. 1. Listen to the story, then read it aloud.
Billy went fishing. It was a nice autumn day. Billy the cat went fishing in a lake. Billy sat down. He put some food on the hook, and then put the line into the water. Billy waited. Many fish came. Big fish and little fish, fat fish and thin fish, red fish and yellow fish. They looked at the food on the hook and then swam away. Billy put more food on the hook.
Come here, fish. Come eat the food, please.
Billy saw a big fish near the hook. He put his paw into the water to catch it.
Splash! Billy fell into the lake.
The water was cold. Billy was cold too.
Three. Listen, read, and write.
Hook.
Line.
More.
Paw.
Splash.
Go fishing. Five. Listen to the story, then finish the sentences.
There are many different kinds of fish in the world. All fish live in water. We can see fish in lakes, rivers, seas, and oceans. Many animals like to eat fish, but different animals catch fish in different ways. Sharks like to eat fish. This is how they catch fish. Some seabirds like to eat fish. This is how they catch fish. Crocodiles like to eat fish. This is how they catch fish. People like to eat fish too. Do you know how people catch fish?
Lesson 23. 1. Listen to the story, then read it aloud.
Billy went to fly a kite. Billy the cat went to fly a kite. It was windy. That was great. Billy let the string of the kite go little by little. The wind took the kite up, up, and up. Billy was so happy that he clapped his hands. The string of the kite flew out of his hands. Billy jumped up to catch the string.
Hooray! I got it!
Billy caught the string. Then he felt light. What happened? The kite carried Billy into the sky. Billy and the kite flew high up in the sky. They flew so high that Billy was very afraid.
Four. Listen to the dialogue, then work in pairs.
Jenny, look here. There will be a kite day in the children's park this Saturday.
That's interesting. Can we buy a kite? We can take the kite to the park.
We can make a kite.
Really? When can we begin?
Right now.
Lesson 24. 1. Listen to the story, then read it aloud.
Billy went camping. Billy the cat went camping in a field. He saw a lot of flowers, pink flowers, yellow flowers, and red flowers. Bees and butterflies were flying around the flowers. It was a good place for camping. Billy put up his tent and went inside. He wanted to take a rest. Then he heard the buzzing sound of bees outside the tent. Billy liked bees. He got up and went out to look. Billy saw many bees making honey in a hole in the tree. He put his paw into the hole.
Oh no!
Billy began to scream. The bees stung him on his right arm.
His arm was red and hurt a lot.
Three. Listen, read, and write.
Inside.
Camp.
Go camping.
Outside.
Sting.
Scream. Lesson 25. 1. Listen to the story, then read it aloud.
Billy tried to do magic tricks. Billy the cat was watching TV. A magician was doing magic tricks. Billy saw the magician put a knife into his mouth and swallow it. Billy was afraid, but the magician was not. The magician coughed and the knife came out.
That's wonderful! Billy wanted to do magic tricks too. Billy picked up a building block. He put it in his mouth and swallowed it. Then he began to cough. But the block did not come out. Billy felt very ill. He went to see a doctor. The doctor pulled out the block with a hook.
"Don't try magic tricks again," said the doctor. "It's dangerous."
"I see," said Billy. "Thank you, doctor."
Three. Listen, read, and write.
Magician.
Magic trick.
Knife.
Swallow.
Building block.
Cough.
Lesson 26. 1. Listen to the story, then read it aloud.
Billy went to visit his friend. Billy the cat went to visit his friend Rover. Rover kept some pet dogs. Billy loved dogs. He wanted to play with them. Billy saw three little dogs in the basket. A little brown dog, a little black dog, and a little white dog. Billy liked the little white dog, Snowy. He pulled its tail. Snowy yelped. The mother dog was angry. She bit Billy's arm and took Snowy away.
"Oh, no!" screamed Billy. "My arm hurts!"
"Don't pull a dog's tail," said Rover. "It's dangerous."
3. Listen, read, and write.
Visit.
Bite.
Bit.
Pull.
Yelp.
Basket. 4. Listen to the dialogue. Fill in the missing words, then work in pairs.
"Hello, Lily. Look at my pet dog. Oh, no! Don't come near me. I'm afraid of dogs."
"Why? Dogs are good pets. I love dogs."
"You know, dogs bite, don't you?"
"Yes, some dogs bite."
"My mom says I should keep away from dogs. You don't know which dog bites."
"That's true."
5. Learn the proverb, then translate it into Chinese.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Lesson 27. 1. Listen to the story, then read it aloud.
Billy delivered newspapers. Billy the cat had a bike. He could ride well. He delivered newspapers to people's homes every day. One day, Billy rode past a river. There was a lot to see. Ducks were swimming. A man was fishing. A boy was playing with his toy boat on the water. "It's fun to play with a boat on the water," thought Billy. Billy got off his bike. He took out a newspaper from his bag and made a boat. He put the boat on the water. The boat began to move. Billy got on his bike. He watched his boat moving on the water. He did not see a rock in front of him. His bike hit the rock.
Four. Listen to the text, fill in the missing words, then answer the questions.
A newspaper is a few large pieces of paper. It has news, stories, pictures, and some other things in it. Many people like to read newspapers. They buy newspapers in a store, or they let people deliver newspapers to their homes. They read newspapers in the library, too.
28. 3. Let's sing.
The Grand Old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill, and he marched them down again. And when they were up, they were up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor down. Grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill, and he marched them down again. And when they were up, they were up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor down.
Fun reading. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Are you kind to other people? Do you help people in trouble? Snow White is kind to people. The Seven Dwarfs help people in trouble. Let's read the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Once upon a time, there lived a happy family in a castle. There were three people in this family. They were the king, the queen, and their baby princess, Snow White. Snow White was a very beautiful girl. Her hair was curly and black. Her eyes were big and bright. There were two dimples in her cheeks when she smiled. The king and the queen loved her very much. Sadly, the queen fell ill and soon she died. The king and Snow White cried and cried. When Snow White was 7 years old, the king married again. The new queen was tall and beautiful, but she was not kind. She did not want a little girl to live in the castle, She was not kind to Snow White. Snow White was sad. In the daytime, she had no friends to play with. At night, she stayed in her room alone. She looked at the sky, the moon, and the stars.
"Oh, Mother, where are you?"
She often dreamed of her mother. Snow White grew up. She was very beautiful. She was very kind, too. Everyone in the castle loved her. One day, the queen asked her magic mirror,
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most beautiful of all?"
Her magic mirror said,
"Snow White is the most beautiful of all."
The queen was very angry. She shouted at her servant,
"Servant, take Snow White to the forest and kill her."
The servant took Snow White to the forest, but he did not want to kill her.
"Hurry, Snow White, run away."
Snow White thanked the man and ran deep into the forest. It was getting dark. Snow White was very tired and afraid. She felt so sad that she began to cry.
"Where can I go? Who will help me?"
Suddenly, Snow White saw a little white house in the forest. Snow White walked to the house. She knocked at the door.
"Hello?"
she said.
"May I come in?"
No one answered the door. Snow White opened the door and went inside. There were 7 little beds in the house. There were 7 towels and 7 pieces of soap in the sink. There were 7 bowls and 7 spoons on the dinner table.
"The house is so dirty. I'll clean it up."
Snow White cleaned the house.
"Oh, I'm so tired. I'll rest in the bed."
Soon she fell asleep. Sometime later, the 7 dwarfs came home. They found that the door was open and the house was clean. They were surprised and afraid. They began to search the house and saw Snow White in their beds.
"Come here, everyone. A girl is sleeping in our beds."
Snow White woke up. She saw the 7 dwarfs looking at her. She was very afraid. She told the 7 dwarfs the story about the bad queen. Then she began to cry. The 7 dwarfs felt sorry for Snow White. They asked her to stay with them. They said that she could clean their house and cook for them. Snow White said yes. There was a big party in the forest to welcome Snow White. Many animals came to the party. The 7 dwarfs, the animals, and Snow White sang and danced. They were all very happy. Snow White lived happily with the 7 dwarfs. The 7 dwarfs went out to work in the fields in the daytime. Snow White cleaned the house and did the cooking. They ate and played together. They slept in the same little house. One day, the queen found out that Snow White was not dead. She was very angry.
"I'll kill Snow White," she shouted.
The queen poisoned some apples. She put them in her basket and went to sell them near the home of the seven dwarfs.
Apples! Apples! Red and sweet apples!
Snow White bought a big red apple. She took a bite. Suddenly, she became very ill. She fell down to the ground and died. A handsome prince came. He saw Snow White. He felt very sorry. He held Snow White in his arms and shook her. Suddenly, Snow White coughed. When she coughed, the piece of the apple came out of her throat. Snow White opened her eyes. She saw the prince. The prince smiled at her.
"I'm a prince. I love you."
Snow White and the prince got married. They held a wonderful wedding party to celebrate. Everyone was happy, except the bad queen. The bad queen was so angry that a fire broke out in her hair. She was burned to death.